USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A late night vote in the House on the $1.9 trillion relief package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the final tally just after 2 a.m. Eastern Time.
On this vote, the yeas are 219, the nays are 212. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The package includes $1,400 stimulus payments, an extra $400 a week in federal unemployment benefits, a benefit of up to $3,600 per child, and billions of dollars for schools and local governments. Two Democrats voted against the bill and now moves on to the Senate, where a provision increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is expected to be stripped following a ruling by the Senate parliamentarian. Federal unemployment benefits expire March 14th. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.